Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everybody. So that was bad. I said that wrong, I think. This is, even if I didn't, now it's wrong. So we'll start again, won't we?
No. Oh. Goodbye.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we're looking at second Zorro movie. I think it was originally going to be titled, the idea was to call it The Return of Zorro.
That's the name.
That's, yeah.
The idea was to call it The Return of Zorro.
I mean, even that makes more sense. I feel like The Mask of Zorro, The Legend of Zorro, they're too interchangeable.
I agree.
Which Zorro movie is which, you know? And they both also apply to each other.
I think they should have called it First Zorro and Third Zorro. And then we all be like, what happened to Second Zorro? But also, I do think that, which we'll get into, I think.
Yeah, okay. You think there's a Zorro movie missing?
I do think there's a Zorro missing.
Wow. I think there's a like missing on this video, which people need to put in.
Clickety click. Now I'll explain my thesis, James.
Let's go.
This movie feels like, well, first of all, I like this movie.
I'd never seen it. I wasn't expecting to like it. It's pretty good.
I liked it more than I thought I was going to because I know people really liked the first one.
We liked it. I loved it.
I liked the first one too.
I love Zorro.
You liked it.
I did. I do still.
And then, but then a lot of people were quite down on this one and I'm like, well, you know, it's probably still pretty good. Zorro, that's a bit of fun.
Martin Campbell's back.
But the vibe is off. And I'll tell you for why. Because it feels like with this movie, they skipped a hypothetical Zorro 2, The Mummy Returns.
Oh, yeah.
And they went directly to Zorro 3, The Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Mm.
Because they've gone straight from, at the end of the first movie, Zorro and
Mrs. Zorro
get together.
Yeah.
And I was expecting this one, okay, it'll be a cool, they're a cool, sexy couple and they're going to fight evil together. And there's a teeny weeny little bit of that in this.
Yeah.
But also, they've skipped to the point where they're like, their relationship's soured and they're bored and
yep.
And it's like,
I don't think it's not
it's like The Mummy 3.
Yeah, but I don't think it is like The Mummy 3 because there's chemistry here. They recast in The Mummy 3 and, you know, even these two have broken up and they're going to get a divorce and all of that. Uh-huh. You still believe that they like each other and there is that passion. There's no passion in The Mummy 3.
No, that's true.
They're just bored, whereas this, the circumstances are driving them apart.
But you know? I also, I don't know.
I don't disagree though. There should definitely have been a movie in between this for one to explain how he's got a magic hat that can knock out a man.
That's true. Yeah.
I want
from
to see
quite
that movie.
The distance.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's got a brick in it.
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got more whippage in it as well, doesn't it? He's big whipping.
Mm.
And I love all of that about Zorro. Stunts all good. Mm. All still up to snuff.
I reckon that opening action sequence.
Mm-hmm. With Zorro.
With Zorro,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Without Zorro, would have ended pretty quick. Because that bandit guy would have just shot everyone.
Yeah, he would have, wouldn't he?
But in this, the bad guy, the opening sequence, there's a bad guy. He wants to stop democracy in its tracks. He's literally stealing democracy in a box.
Yep.
And Zorro's,
I mean,
like,
we saw that the 2020 election, you know?
That is very true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Zorro's there to stop him. And he just, the way that guy ends with being like kicked face first into a cactus.
All these teeth come out.
Yeah, incredible.
Brutal. Zorro's doing good work.
He's doing great work. Some of his best work, I think.
Yeah.
Like in any other movie, that would be the finisher,
yep,
the finale for that to that villain. And that's just the start.
Zorro's opening strong. Mm. Yeah, yeah. But he needs to quit. He's doing too much Zorro.
Mm.
And Mrs. Zorro is saying, the world doesn't need Zorro.
When but you'll fact, just be Mrs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
The world does need Zorro.
Clearly.
You can't quit. You got to pass on the Zorro at least.
Yeah,
you know, to the next Zorro,
yeah,
which we'll talk about because there have been rumblings of a Zorro 3 or spin-off. We'll
the
get there.
The problem there, though, of course, is that you have to admit that there's a Spanish guy that's sexier than you, younger and sexier and more Spanish,
oh, wow,
and more.
Yeah.
More capable.
Maybe
than
they take it in a
maybe
different
a rough
direction.
Diamond. Oh, worse, uglier.
Yeah, worse, uglier. slovenly. Doesn't get better as he trains, gets worse.
Okay, terrific. All right.
That's what I
want. Constantly splitting his pants to reveal his love heart boxer shorts. Yeah, maybe.
And that's not Zorro splitting his pants. His pants are just splitting.
That's right.
He's bending over too much. Mm. But Antonio Banderas does have an idea who should play the new Zorro. It will blow your mind. We'll get to it.
Is it Raul Julia? Because I have bad news.
He was, well, we talked about that last week, didn't we, in the previous one. I don't know what order people are going to watch these videos in also, because it's confusing.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Also, Zorro, get a new horse. Rude. Mm. Incapable.
It understands a lot of, at least
smokes
one language.
A pipe.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's good. I like all of that. Yeah, yeah. But that Zorro horse is out of control. And I'm not here for it, quite frankly. Maybe it's because it's not a horse he can use outside of being Zorro. Mm. He can't use that as his day horse. He probably has a beautiful white mare, you know?
You need a color-changing horse.
Yeah, exactly.
That starts white during the day.
Yep.
And then you give it an oil bath.
Oh, I thought you meant like those tinted glasses, you know? That you go out in the sun and
they like
darken.
Transitions brand lenses.
Exactly. Brand horse.
That's exactly
what
right.
What I'm saying, yeah, wow. Anyway, as you mentioned, there's trouble in paradise.
They should take that horse to the Fabrica di Pegamento. It's the glue factory.
Very good.
Off the top of my head.
That's great. That's really
Thank
good.
You. Yeah, yeah,
You're
yeah.
looking at something else on your phone, right?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Pornography.
Good. So anyway, as you mentioned, there is trouble in paradise for the family Zorro.
Paradisa.
Thank you.
I don't think that's true.
Might be. Mm. And I tell you what, it's got something to do with the Pinkertons, who are here to do
Those
propaganda.
Low dogs. There's a moment in this movie.
Is this the only movie/TV show, whatever, where they're actually spoken of badly? Because there's a lot of Pinkerton propaganda now, isn't there?
I mean, if you played the Red Dead Redemption games, then they get a justifiably...
Oh, do they?
They get a kicking in that, and they should.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a moment in this where one of the Pinkertons is like, well, we can't serve a warrant on this guy's house because it's out of our jurisdiction. As if that would stop you, you dogs. Yeah. You low dogs. That being said, also, one of those guys cops a shovel to the nuts and immediately stands up again. So
amazing.
Full credit to him.
Full credit. Yeah.
Having no nuts because he's in the Pinkertons.
Because he's been muted. He's a low dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of dogs, one of my notes is Rufus Sewell, you dog.
He's a dog.
Great villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, would
Oily.
Would it have been better?
Uh-huh.
Stop me if you don't like this. It's just a suggestion. What if they made him a red Zorro?
Oh, yep. Oh, maybe at the end?
Yeah.
Or an electric Zorro.
Electric Zorro.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yellow Zorro.
Oh,
because
like
he's a coward, ultimately.
I mean, he's doing polo, but he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
He's doing
like
rude. Well, he also jousted in A Knight's Tale.
That's true.
He jousted Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Riversall's great.
He is, yeah.
Incredible villain in this as well. Yeah. Really, really like his inclusion. I tell you what, though, I also like divorced Zorro. There's a moment where he's yelling at God. There's a moment where he makes a drunken scene.
Yep.
And I think Antonio Banderas, well, he does a bit of like drunken acting in the previous one. He brings
sure.
back here.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
Yeah.
I don't like how he's straightening his hair in this one. This curls can come out. That's okay, Zorro. You look good with the curls.
Yeah, I think he looks good with the curls, with the mustache, with some stubble going.
Yep.
Like, yeah, and you know he's a wild man, James. You know, I don't like it when he's trying to smooth himself out.
You know? He's a wild man.
Yeah, that's
right. What I like about this version of Zorro. He's a grub, like at his heart.
Yeah.
And that's reflected in his horrible child. Though I will say this. I like his son in this. I think he's quite charming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind any of this. There is a moment where Zorro gets slapped in front of his son, and I'm like, whoa.
Look, and I would say, he should have just beaten that guy up.
I agree.
Because there's nothing to say that, I mean, sure, he just told his son.
Don't beat up anybody.
Violence is not always the answer. But you could also be like, but in this instance, it is the answer. And there's nothing to say about Alejandro that he isn't a tough... Like, he can still be a tough guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're not going to beat a guy up in the street and somebody be like, you did that just like Zorro did.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a punch. It's a classic punch.
People punch. It's fine. Mm. Yeah, yeah. But his son's getting up to all sorts of mischief because he's got that dog in him.
That's true.
Because he's the son of a grub.
Yes, that's right.
You know, he's got a little bit of class from the Catherine Zeta-Jones. He's got some of that Welsh class bleeding
through.
That's
right. He's got some little short pants, probably.
He certainly does,
Knee socks.
There's a moment where I thought he killed a man, where he trips a guy and he falls headfirst into a bench, into a wooden bench. Right. And I'm like, shit, this kid just killed a guy. That's classic Zorro.
That's right.
No, he didn't kill him, unfortunately. Mm. But there is a moment where Catherine Zeta-Jones explodes like 12 people at once.
Yes, there's some very good deaths in this. Like the last one, where there was the double villain death. We don't get that.
No, not quite.
We get some spectacular kills in this.
Oh, yeah.
She sticks a wine bottle full of nitroglycerin down the back of a guy's pants and kicks him off a train into just a bunch of unsuspecting bad dudes. And they all just get torn to fragments, and it's so good.
It's really good. There is a lot of good stuff in the finale of this. It's all set on a train. It's very Back to the Future 3-esque.
Mm.
Apparently, that's a miniature for the most part and green screen otherwise. They didn't have a full train moving, but you wouldn't know it to look at it. They hide that very well. But yeah, there is that fun moment where the train is approaching like a crowd of people and they're just panicking and running in circles.
They thought they were at the movies.
You can go in any direction. I mean, not on the train line. You turn left or right and you walk.
And you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're absolutely fine.
Not everybody's looking at the train line though, James.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah. You're a servant of the public, like Zorro.
Yes.
Do you often have that? People panic and they don't know what to do?
They just walk directly in front of you on purpose.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Great. That's really good.
It's a changed
world. Yeah, it really is. Okay, here's another thing.
Yes.
This might be controversial. Stop me if you don't like this.
Okay.
I wish at the end for the final battle, the Zorro family, the family Zorro, all got Zorro costumes. Also, ooh, I would hate that. Which is it?
So they can't win either way. That's what you're saying. I think that's great. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She could be a white Zorro even, or they all Zorro-ing.
She could be a red Zorro.
She could be a red Zorro.
Yeah.
Red for love or whatever.
Yeah, sure. And fiery Welsh passion.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, boy,
she could have the Welsh flag colours, whatever they are. Yeah. What they are.
Whatever that is.
Probably green and purple.
Ask Christian Bale. He's probably from there. We don't know. We don't know what accent he's using is using this week. But what do you think, though? Do you think if they went family Zorro, that's too far, right?
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
Because I feel like if they did
similar costumes, but I think identical would be weird. If they all had the hat,
yeah.
I think the hat is the key. If they all have the hat and they all did the swish across the brim,
yep,
that would be
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Embarrassing and cringe.
It would be
cringe. Lost cringe.
It would be cringe. Yeah, no, we can't really be having that.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like they would have built up to that if there was a third movie, which I do want to talk about.
All right, okay.
Before we do that, we got to do the trivia of Zorro.
We were on trivia already.
No, what do you got?
Well, this could fit in trivia.
Let's go.
One thing, I thought the plot was too complicated.
Okay.
I think
nitroglycerine, too many votes.
Here's
stealing.
The thing. Well, too many votes, and they're going to steal democracy by blowing everything up.
Yeah, man. You can't do that, by the way.
No.
I mean, you technically
could.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, James.
Okay.
And I don't think you can.
I might.
But so the bad guys get found out because it turns out that a bunch of soap is being delivered to the winery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna melt down the soap and make glycerine out of it, and
mm-hmm.
then they're gonna make that
glycerine.
Into and the days go by, glycerine. But anyway, they're gonna melt it down. And they're gonna make nitroglycerine out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how they get caught, because the good guys notice that.
Yeah.
But I went on a winery tour once, James.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You know what is a byproduct of making wine?
Mm-hmm.
Glycerine. So you don't have to bring it in.
They could have just made it.
They just made it in the winery.
So that's what wineries are doing, making explosions.
Yeah.
My God.
Send the cops in, I say.
I agree. To all of them. Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down. Shut Prohibition. Prohibition now. That's what I say.
Well, that's a fun bit of the trivia of Zorro, which is the trivia section. I think that is the trivia.
Also,
I've got more trivia.
Well, I've got one more trivia.
Okay.
Maybe this is inaccurate. But this is set in 1850, okay. And they're like, "We're gonna make California part of the, because otherwise the Confederacy will have too many bad guys or whatever." Mm-hmm. I don't think the Confederacy was around by then.
I don't know.
It was founded in the 1860s.
Oh my God! Well, it was leading up to it then, I guess, wasn't it?
Okay, right.
But those wokies in California, oh they're not yeah, in they that were.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to make it a vegan. Trying to make it a vegan union, union of vegans.
Classic them, probably.
Classic them. Yeah. Also, there's at least two actors in this movie.
Yeah, at least.
Who were also in the previous movie as different characters.
I got a trivia here.
Oh, okay, all right, trivia. Go for it.
So, Tony Amendola, he played Don Luis in The Mask of Zorro 1998.
He's one of the main guys in the previous one.
I agree.
And this is like a school mom.
He's Father Quintero in this movie. Fans have long debated whether they are the same character. I like to think that dude just ran. And this is where he is now. Because he's not nice in this either. No, he's a horrible man.
It's like he got demoted.
No, I think he changed his name. I think because you could then. You could just change your name and move a town over and then nobody would know.
Mm.
You know?
But that really threw me out for a second.
Who was the other one then?
Some other guy.
Some other guy showing up. Probably Antonio Banderas.
Mm.
He's in this one too.
Look, I don't have it here. But he did a great job both times.
Didn't he just?
Yeah.
Also, Adrian Alonso, who plays Little Zorro, he didn't know English. So he learned all his lines phonetically.
Like ABBA.
Yes, and also Antonio Banderas did it in the Mumbo Kings in 1992.
That's who I was referring to when I said ABBA.
That's what you meant.
Antonio Banderas. That's who I meant.
I think that adds to the charm of this kid that he did that.
I think it's fun.
Because you'd think he'd be way more annoying, but I think he really pulled it off. You know, when they bring little kids into movies, it's like, this is not really
working. It's a tough sell.
Especially
when they're supposed to be the precocious offspring of the main character or whatever. It's tough. Tough job.
I like how precocious he is. Mm. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not here for this, Mason. The box office on this. So on a budget of about $75 million, which is actually $20 million less than the previous. Mm. I guess because they green screened that train or whatever. Yeah. The return on this was only $142 million.
Oh.
So a bit of a big disappointment.
That's a shame.
For all things Zorro. Mm. Maybe people were moving past this style of action movie at this point, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
Because it was like this, The Mummy, and another one from this era. I can't remember which we always refer to. They were like classic.
Ben-Hur.
There we go. They were classic late 90s kind of, you know, adventure films.
Yeah.
And they just like... They stopped making them. Or they stopped making good ones, I should say.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is to do with there was an evolution of movie making where everything looked like the Ben Affleck movie Paycheck.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a great movie.
Disagree.
But it looks bad and it's not a great movie.
Interesting.
But Uma Thurman's in it and that's enough for
me. Does it feature a moment where the lead bad guy gets a train full of nitroglycerin shoved up his butt that then explodes?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because that's it again. I was going to.
Doesn't Ben Affleck go, "Here's your final paycheck"?
He does say that.
And then that happens. That thing happens.
He narrowly avoids the insertion of the train. But that what a way to go out for Rufus Sewell. He's on the front of the train and it crashes into the stopper, and then the exploding nitroglycerin train just swallows him up.
But imagine he was wearing an evil Zorro costume.
Oh,
also.
My God. Yeah, yeah. Warro. Because it's Wario. He's Zorro's warrior. Yeah. Yeah. Noro? Because it'd be the...
Oh, flip it around.
Flip it around.
Morrow. Hmm? Like the Morrow bar.
Like the Morrow bar, yes.
That horrible Mars bar knockoff.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so a sequel to this. So Robert Rodriguez, who was originally going to direct the first movie, approached Sony with an idea that the Zorro reboot should be set in a post-apocalyptic future.
Oh, yeah.
But Sony executives wanted the Zorro reboot to be gritty in the style of The Dark Knight.
Of course.
Showing how Don Diego de la Vega became Zorro. Batman was heavily influenced by Zorro, obviously, and the reboot was rumored to be titled Zorro Reborn.
Don't like it. It's a bad...
Also, that's Batman Begins inspired, not The Dark Knight inspired.
Yeah. It's no Dick Tracy Returns.
No.
Say that much.
This one I actually would be really interested in seeing, and you sort of can. So Quentin Tarantino tapped Jared Carmichael to co-write a Django Zorro crossover movie.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been Jamie Foxx, who was keen to return, with Antonio Banderas, who's been talking about, like, yeah, I would love to do Zorro again. That didn't end up happening. Tarantino's last movie is going to be another thing and not this.
That's right.
But there is a comic called Django Zorro from 20.
It's going to be a Care Bears adaptation, live action.
Oh, my goodness.
He's really sold out. Yeah. Like Toys of the Way of the Future.
But there is actually a comic called Django Zorro. It's a crossover from 2014. Mm. And it is written by Quentin Tarantino and Matt Wagner. It's a lot of fun if you haven't read it.
So, I have read it and I agree.
So that's something if you are interested in seeing that. But here's something wild, Mason.
Whoa.
We can end on this. Well, we've got a couple of things to end on. Let's not end yet.
Let's see if this goes well.
Yeah.
And if it does, we can end on it.
Yeah, yeah,
and if
yeah.
it doesn't do well, keep going.
Good idea. Antonio Banderas has expressed interest, as mentioned, in returning to pass on the mantle like it was passed to him.
Mm.
And he suggested...
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
No,
man. Back to him. He saw him in a Transformers movie. And he's like, let's get that
The
plane.
Way you said dude is
That's
perfect.
That's right.
Please come back. And he suggested... Tom Holland as the new Zorro.
Hate that. I hate it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now, you might be thinking...
Plus, he's already Uncharted.
He's already Uncharted. Well, that's the thing, right? You might be thinking...
Andy Uncharted.
Antonio Banderas must have said that in an interview for the movie Uncharted where he was sitting next to Tom Holland.
He was in that movie. I just remembered.
Yeah. But no, he said it on the press tour for the latest Puss in Boots movie. He just said it apropos of nothing.
Well, I mean, he's probably a nice guy to work with.
I'm sure
Tom
he
Holland
is.
Probably had a fun time.
But that's an insane suggestion.
Yeah, that's madness. Honestly.
I mean, if Antonio Banderas didn't encapsulate...
For a moment, I honestly thought you were going to say he said it on the press tour for The Legend of Zorro. I'm like, how did he know?
So there's a couple of things Zorro going on. As we mentioned, there is a live-action Spanish series, which was released on Amazon Prime in 2024. But there is also a series which is in development quite far along on Disney Plus. Now, this version of Zorro is going to star that guy who played Fez from That 70s Show.
Oh,
and by
yeah.
the way, fuck that guy. That's yuck. And he's awful, and I really hope this doesn't happen. I would rather know Zorro than that guy. You can look into it.
I'd rather not.
Than that guy be Zorro. No.
All right, then.
Tom Holland.
Fine. That's what we got. I mean, there are only two actors.
More Zorro, please, by the way.
What about this? Lady Zorro.
Yeah, whatever. Just Zorro.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to do...
What about this? Zorro babies.
No.
I've got a little sword. Got a little
sword. The baby
sword.
Would just get stabbed.
I've got a little whip.
Oh, that's fun, though.
Pretty fun, right?
But the baby would get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More a short film.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we can advertise something with it.
Huggies.
I'm going adventure. Where are my little huggies? I stabbed.
That probably exists, right? There's a little Zorro Huggies commercial somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they could come back to this. Antonio Banderas recently wore it, I think, for Halloween. He wore it on Jimmy Kimmel, the costume and whatever, or, you know, yeah, as he does. I think people like these, right? Or at least the first one, and they sort of know about
James,
this one.
They liked them.
Yeah.
Ish.
But people remember them, sort of.
Sort
and
of.
That's good enough to do a soft reboot, right?
Yep, I guess.
Bring it back.
They're doing it. It's on TV with that guy you hate.
No, I don't want that one. I want this one.
Too bad.
I want this one, Mason.
Too bad. What about Animatrix style? Anime version?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. You want a live action?
There has been some animated Zorro stuff. Like, okay, it has happened right. over the years and whatever and et cetera. But, yeah, okay. I don't know, man. There's life in this, is what I'm saying.
All right.
There's life in everybody who's in these movies. Most of the people are still alive.
That's great.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you know what else is alive and kicking?
What's that?
And doing beautifully?
What's that?
Our Patreon service. Well, it's not Patreon. It's called bigsandwich.co. That's the website.
Yeah.
It's what it's called and it's where you can go
our
to
cool
it.
Paywall.
It is, exactly. So any video that goes on this channel, that actually goes up there early, including all the Caravan of Garbages. We also do bonus podcasts. We do movie commentaries. We do video game Let's Plays, don't we, Mason?
That's right.
We recently did Superman 64.
Awful.
Yeah, no good.
Video's good.
Video's incredible.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also our podcast called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out there early on Sunday as opposed to Monday. But you can check that out if you want. We talk the news of the week, the big movie entertainment news and
Is
TV.
Is there a new Zorro movie coming out? No.
We don't know. No, probably.
Mm.
And it's got its own YouTube channel, it's Spotify, Apple, etc.
You better believe it.
All right, thanks everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
I love Zorro. More Zorro.
I think Zorro's pretty good.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.